A number of changes to USAspending.gov took effect on April 1st, and they've already got people irked. The site is supposed to provide easy public access to data on federal contracts, grants, and financial assistance. In fact, Treasury Fiscal Assistant Secretary David Librick says in a blog post that the changes were supposed to help improve site navigation and make the data it tracks easier to understand. Well, for more on the site changes and blowback they've already generated, we turn to Hudson Hollister. He's the executive director of the Data Transparency Coalition. Hudson, good morning. Great to have you back.
Good morning, Tom. I got my coffee. I'm happy to be here.
All right, good. And so looking at USAspending.gov, I see a very clean site that you can't get very deep into. What's different about this now?
Well, there are three groups of users that USAspending.gov is intended to serve. First, there are the citizens who might use the website casually, might want to try to find out the grant or contract spending in their hometown. Second, there are the more sophisticated users, people who work for contractors and agencies, people who still rely on the website, but they have figured out the complicated information and they know exactly how to use the more sophisticated searches to find what they need. And third, there are the power users, the companies that some of whom are members of our trade association, the ones that use the bulk download capability to grab that data and put it on their own platforms where they can creatively serve their customers, where they can do more with it than the way it is on USAspending.gov.
All right. So is it better or worse than it was on April 1st?
For the citizens, that first group, it's definitely better. The new website, the redesign, the new user interface allows citizens to look at spending on a map. It brings the awards and subawards together so you can clearly see that subawards come out of awards. It does those things to better convey the full import of federal spending to the casual user.
All right. Although, looking at it, I mean, you can go into, say, Texas and you can see who the top awardees are, but beyond that, there's really not too much detail.
Well, that's right. Some of the categories were combined together in order to make it the navigation easier for the casual user. So there's now a need for the power users, like members of our coalition, to use their platforms to better serve that same population.
All right. So what about the power users, or the people that do these downloads of data, and you get a data set? How's the site relative to how it was before for them?
Well, our companies encountered some issues when the user interface rolled out on March 31st. They found that even though the underlying database hadn't changed at all, the construction of the bulk download files that they would seek to access in order to grab that information, the way that those bulk download files were constructed had changed, and that made it difficult for them to compare what was available after March 31st to what was available before March 31st.
Well, looking at this, then, what do you imagine they were trying to accomplish in making it hard to compare, you know, 1 month to the next?
Well, I will say Treasury's been very responsive to the needs of the companies that try to use the data. As of the past couple of business days, it looks as though the bulk download capability has been fully restored to what it was before.
And did they talk to anybody before doing this, I guess, is the question.
Well, when at the very beginning of this process, when they first began planning the upgrade to the user interface, especially focusing on those casual users, they did. There was a whole roadshow that took place last October and November, where the Treasury Fiscal Service showed organizations that care about government transparency, including ours, what the new site would look like. What they didn't do was a beta phase. Some agencies, FTC, for instance, when they upgrade a website that offers data to the public, one common practice is to have the old website and the new one running simultaneously with legacy and beta labels so that users can tell which is which. And that's one thing they didn't do. But I do think that they've been very responsive since then in trying to make sure that the bulk download capability is brought back.
We're speaking with Hudson Hollister. He is the executive director of the Data Transparency Coalition. And so when you get these bulk data sets, how does it come? Is it a spreadsheet? Is it, you know, an what type of file is it? An Excel spreadsheet or what?
They're available in Excel or CSV. And the reason why bulk download is really important is that the whole notion of government data, of government open data, it relies on companies, nonprofits, watchdogs being able to take that data, put it on their own platforms, figure out their own visualizations and searches, and offer their own insights to the public and to their customers. They have vastly more resources in the private sector to find creative ways to use federal spending information than just the USAspending.gov website. That's why book download is so important.
But haven't they been doing this for 25 or 40 years?
Well, the technologies for doing it have gotten much better just in the past few years. Members of our coalition, like Enigma, like Gavini, have grown greatly in the past couple of years by finding new ways to deliver this information to contractors for better competitive intelligence, sometimes to banks or insurance companies to gauge creditworthiness or risk. The business opportunities from taking this public data, a public resource, and using it have just been multiplying.
I mean, is the difference then, you mentioned Gavini, and there's a couple of companies like that that are new to the scene relative to some of the standards that have been around for all those years, and they don't put things in a structured database and write traditional reports against them, which was the product that was put out, you know, many years ago. People could subscribe to them. They take kind of a big data approach where they use it as a big blob and use data analytic techniques as opposed to database report techniques
to get all of this information. Marketing folks would agree exactly with the big blob story, but they do find creative and new ways to use the information. One of the big problems, as you know, with federal spending is that we don't have a consistent way of identifying the recipients of it. We don't have a consistent non-proprietary identification code for all the contractors. Companies like Gavini and Enigma have used big data technology to solve that problem so that their customers can easily match funds that are going to the same grantee or the same contractor.
But I mean, it's the same download as you got years ago, but people are using it in a different manner. But that's not really a function of USAspending.gov. It's a function of other technology that you can apply to any data download from any source.
That's right. But the information is only available on USAspending.gov. USAspending.gov's bulk download section is totally crucial for anybody that wants to use open data on federal spending.
And so you got to go there to get it.
That's right. And it's only going to have to expand because, as we've talked about before on this program, Tom, the Digital Accountability and Transparency Act of 2014 requires the information available on federal spending to dramatically expand, both to become more detailed and also for the first time to grow in scope. Right now, USAspending.gov, like you said in your introduction, just includes information about grants and contracts and assistance awards. It will expand under the Data Act to also show internal spending for the first time, put things in context.
And that was my next question. What do you understand is going on in the fiscal service, which I think has the responsibility to develop those new data standards under the Data Act? How far are they from having a standard that can enable this new capability?
Well, the fiscal service is jointly working on the new data standards for all of federal spending with the Office of Management and Budget at the White House, and they are set to announce those new data standards on May 9th. That is just about a month away. They have published some preliminary scope of the standards on their GitHub site, the Federal Spending Transparency GitHub portal. And I would certainly encourage anybody who is interested in the transformation of federal spending through data standards to check out that GitHub portal, because that shows what the structure is going to be like, that underlying infrastructure that is going to make it possible to freely exchange and share and use all federal spending information, not just what's currently available on the website in future years.
And so by having it on GitHub, that means it could still evolve by the time they get to that May 9th announcement.
Well, in the May 9th announcement, and then subsequently, they're going to have to say, this is the standard. Here are the number of characters you have for this data identifier. Here's what the taxonomy is. They don't have to be official somehow, but the GitHub site allows them to take comments and advice on it from anybody.
So in other words, they're pre-commenting on it as opposed to post-commenting on it as if it were a new rule.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe the GitHub site and that kind of interface might be useful for future rollouts and future improvements to USAspending.gov.
All right. Well, exciting stuff. We'll have to see how that develops. And May 9th now is now marked in my calendar. Hudson
great.
Hollister is Executive Director of the Data Transparency Coalition. As always, great to have you on.
Thanks so much, Tom. Have a great day.